Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I've hit 7 deer, a couple dozen birds, even don't even know how many raccoons, possums, and squirrels. I'm a truck driver, average about 125,000 miles a year. Most interesting roadkill story, though, was I was riding my motorcycle to work. From Raymond to Beatrice, it's in Nebraska.
That's a beautiful stretch of road. Yeah.
Yes, nothing like it.
Yeah, the key word is beautiful, too.
Raymond to Beatrice.
A raccoon ran in front of me. Ended up missing it with the front tire, but my left foot was down. I ended up punting it with my steel-toed cowboy boot. That might rip off your leg at that speed. I told one of my workers who was from southern Georgia that had kicked a raccoon this morning, and his response was, man, that's the most redneck thing I ever heard. Chuck's prolapse pickle pouch and Chuck's a pickle smoocher. So this guy is Chuck's nemesis. Oh, that's right. He's B. Hartman.
He's
yeah.
B. Hartman.
Because
yeah. yeah.
like Chuck used his last name like a douche.
Right. Those guys got a lot of stories, man. They really do.
Raccoon punters from way back.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing there. And this guy hits a cow. Yeah. As a county trash man. And this isn't the guy that wants you to see his wife naked.
He is a trash man for the county.
Not all trash men are cucks or voyeurs, you know. But all voyeurs are trash men or Todd. Right?
Or Todd.
No, and that cash trash man's case. He just got some strange. He just got a hall pass.
This guy said multiple
and
cats.
And gave one to
dogs.
His wife, and she wants Nick.
Right. Yes, she does. As a trash man for the county, I'm a trash man. Multiple dogs, cats, deer, and one cow. It happens a lot. Man, he hit a cow. Well, if you're going to hit a cow, a trash truck would be one you want to be into.
Yeah.
That's a huge, heavy thing going down there.
You might have a chance.
Right. Yeah, you might have a chance of splattering that cow right there.
No, it's going to wreck the vehicle, but you might survive it.
Yeah. Well, it won't. Yeah. It might not total the trash truck.
You'll survive it, right, exactly.
The trash truck's a little bit bigger and stouter than a Honda.
All right. Now, depends upon how fast you're going. Those cows are pretty solid.
Yep. So I
didn't realize that this many people were hitting cows.
I know.
Yeah, you got to spend more time on little farm country roads,
right.
Man.
I do.
Yeah.
Cows get out.
I've never seen it.
That's true.
But I mean, I'm talking like the gravel roads.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I try to keep the focus off of gravel. Yeah.
when one piece of the fence comes down in the middle of the night, nobody's been out to check the cows since yesterday, and now they're wandering across the road. Bang, you hit a cow.
Outside of our city, if you...
Be careful out there in rural America.
But even a couple blocks outside of our city, where I live, in the western part of the town, not a couple blocks, maybe a couple miles, you go out that little bay, you'll still see some gravel. And I was wondering, people that live down gravel roads, do they ever wash their car?
No.
Or truck? Because you lived on one,
it's
right?
It's pointless.
No. It is pointless. Because even if you do it, I mean, granted, you might want to, say it's caked with mud, you might want to do that.
Yeah, but you get a layer off.
But other than that, there's no reason to wash it ever.
I mean, you do end up washing it, but
then when you leave, you go right down the gravel road, it's just dusty and dirty again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the trick is to go fast enough that the dust stays behind you.
But even then.
and then try to beat the cloud home.
I wonder if people, you tell me, Puss, because probably.
But if you get going too fast on that gravel, then you start fishtailing, and then you roll over, and then you're dead.
That only happens once or twice.
Good morning. Good morning.
But you can tell people who know the road, because they're flying down these gravel roads.
Yes, I was them back in high school.
Yeah.
Well, doing 70 miles an hour down the gravel road.
Yeah, the same with me when, we would find a place to party.
Goat slalom.
You know the road. Yeah.
Well, and the most fun part of that was the fact that most of those gravel roads weren't wide enough for two cars.
Stayed on the middle, right?
There was three tracks in the gravel.
Yeah.
And you just, that middle one was shared.
Right.
And if you actually met somebody, you had to kind of slow down and kind of, fishtail through the loose gravel because that road wasn't wide enough.
They're like, there goes Jazz Hands.
You hear about the goat stuff with that kid?
But no, you're right. Washing the
Watch
car.
Watch out for a young puss.
Washing the car was pointless on those gravel roads.
I heard he's a herm. So you sent another.
How does that work in the winter with gravel roads? I've never understood that.
They've been with vaginas and balls.
There's a lot going on there. Some things are going to remain a mystery.
Well, do they plow it, you mean?
Well, yeah, are you just stuck in your house, or can you just drive over it?
They have county maintainers that come and plow the snow off to the side. And then they have to maintain the gravel as well. They have to come. There's another guy who'll come through in the spring and kind of, you know.
Put the gravel in.
That's what I always wonder, because if you
push the gravel back on the road,
just like take all those rocks and throw them.
Yeah,
I don't know anything, but
I've always been amused when you go down something
called. I like paved roads. I do.
Yes. Minimum maintenance road.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because they're always crap, and the fact that they call it a minimum maintenance road,
which means
implies that they somehow maintain it, but I don't see any sign of that.
Very little. Very little. Most of those are dirt.
Yeah, I need to find a setting on my maps thing that takes me off of just like no gravel. Because there's sometimes it'll think it'll like save 4 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to focus.
Right.
I don't want to be on a gravel road.
Plus, you sent we were talking about James Corden hammering, just being a dick at restaurants. I didn't click on the articles. I want you to give me, I wonder if I've ever done any of these things.
I bet you have.
I think you've
admitted to one or two of these.
No, you're pretty good in a restaurant.
No, I am. But
no,
I've seen you behave.
I know one thing I don't like, and I think one thing I don't like. Now, this is not, I don't blame anybody for this, but I hate when a waitress is attentive right away, or a waiter is it, or just a wait person is attentive right away.
Server.
And they seem to be good, and then all of a sudden you don't see them for a long time, and you actually need something. I realize they're busy, so I don't bitch, but that kind of makes me mad.
Here's a list.
Especially when I'm spending kind of, I'm not talking about a crap restaurant or a sports bar. I'm talking about a restaurant. I'm spending some money.
Fine dining.
Right.
What they don't like.
I think this first one, I think Tyler has admitted to, I don't think you did it intentionally,
right,
but you have done
making
it.
Making the face?
No.
Aggressive communication.
What was that again?
Aggressive communication.
I'm not aggressive.
No, see, you told us a story just here recently about how when they want to sit you at a table you don't want to sit at, and you're like, no. I'm over here.
Okay.
And you're not doing it intentionally. It's just you react that way.
Yeah, I react quickly. A lot of people called in that day or let me emails and said, listen, no, that's, you're right, you should be able to sit where you want.
But the way that
I know, my wife gets so mad at me. Because I think
I also saw
if you walk in
that
and
said,
the seat's empty, I'm not saying I'm with the best seat in the house, I mean, that kind of guy, but I don't want to be shoved in the back because that's where you're putting somebody that table has to be filled.
But they like to distribute the tables evenly.
If I'm spending money and there's empty tables, I want to sit where I sit. So I tell them, I kind of react too quickly.
The way that you ask has to be key there.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Corden.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds a little aggressive.
But but if I'm spending money, I'm not going to be sitting in the back where I'm looking at a wall.
I want a booth, you know? God damn it!
Right. I don't want a booth. I hate booths.
Oh, I like
it. Oh, there's a whole subreddit now of Tyler's a dick at a restaurant. Everybody knows.
I overtip, though, so I take care of
that. That makes up.
I don't just tip. I overtip.
If you have a reservation, you're supposed to notify them if you're going to be a little bit late.
All right. I don't do that.
Yeah, I generally
We're
show
always
up
on time. Yeah, yeah.
Early. I'm generally early.
Yeah, I am too, Puss.
I'm the one that gets yelled at. Well, why do we need to leave? What's wrong with being there 5 or 10 minutes early?
I'm the same way, Puss.
Okay, this is a dick move. You're clicking your fingers, snapping your fingers at the server.
That's awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wave your hand.
Yeah.
If you want to get their attention.
Right.
And you're not supposed to shout at them, apparently.
Like, hey, baby.
Right.
No, I've never raised my voice to a server.
No.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, that's always a good indicator of, like, if somebody's a decent person or not. If you can't, like, you know, be civil to a server at a restaurant.
Yeah, right.
They're trash.
They're working their ass off, and there's not a lot of workers anymore.
When the James Corden thing just broke here in the last week, I saw somebody tweeted it was going around Twitter, and this guy had worked for Conan on his show. Mm-hmm. And the tweet said he witnessed Conan fire an employee just because he saw them being rude to waitstaff at a restaurant.
Oh, when they were all together, you mean?
I don't know if it was a show function that they were at that restaurant for.
All right.
But just saw this, and for on that alone said, yeah. No, you're done.
Right.
I don't want you working for me if you're that type of person who is rude to waitstaff.
Yeah. Nice.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We've had, it hasn't happened in a while, but sometimes we'd have servers that just want to like stand there and talk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we kind of wanted to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like why we came here to sit.
Yeah.
And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Not that you're not.
No,
you know,
there's a period of time where they should walk away, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'll let you alone while you can. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a fine line between being a friendly server and, okay,
monopolizing
go away.
A conversation. Yeah.
I don't
right.
want to. I don't want to know your life story.
No.
Move on.
Oversharing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for bringing this food. We're gonna sit here and like eat it. All right.
Well, like you said, we came to talk
you
each
to
other.
Dinner.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if we wanted to hang out, you'd be sitting at the table here.
And apparently it's not good form if you're sitting down.
Just be overly friendly is what they're being. Mm-hmm.
And you mention how empty the place is. They don't find that funny.
Well, I wouldn't even say that to anybody. Yeah. Why would I say it's a server, you know?
Yeah, but apparently that's a good way to get some saliva in your food.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be dicks, but they don't like it. They don't find
good
it funny.
Some saliva. What if that's what you want in your food?
You know? Man, you know, I mean,
I'm
know.
Just being a dick, so you're pissing something.
But I do get aggravated when there's a 40-minute wait
too
and
shy
there's
to ask.
10 tables open. I don't like that.
No, but that's a lack
of
staff.
Yeah, but that's staffing. Yeah.
I do get angry at that, but you're right. That was lack of staffing.
Would
right?
you Would you rather them sit you and then not come back for 20 minutes?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I just
well,
like
maybe.
To sit down.
If I got a drink, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm holding up the bar.
Yeah. That happened right after the pandemic ended. Well, it didn't end, by the way, but restaurants started opening up. Certain restaurants didn't have enough staff, and certain ones did. And so I would go to the restaurant that had the staff. There was a sushi place in town. I go to both of them now. But there was a sushi place in town. I walked in, and like the bar was closed, and it was a beautiful day. And I'm thinking, man, the bar's just closed, and it was like a lack of staff. And I'm thinking, okay, so.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, well, I don't want to sit here. I don't want to wait 60 minutes when there's a lot of seats empty. It wasn't their fault. So we went to the other place, and they had a bunch of staff working there, so maybe they were paying them more. I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
I could also do without signs that bitch about how nobody wants to work anymore. They get a little aggressive. When you know, it's a little when they're short staffed,
oh.
and they post a sign.
Oh,
on the
yeah.
door,
yes.
And
well,
they
those restaurants, yeah,
I wouldn't.
They get a little
these millennials don't want to work.
Right.
And
I made dough at Grandpa's restaurant when I was four, and I liked it. Yeah, that kind of crap.
And you're still paying $3 an hour.
Why doesn't anybody? Why don't they want to work there?
Yeah,
I had like something at a restaurant that I didn't know if it was a dick move or not recently. So I ordered a couple drinks from the bar. And the change, I gave her 20, and I should have just said, hey, just give me 5 back for the tip.
Right.
So when she put the single bills down, there was like 17 cents in coins on top of it that I didn't want in my pocket.
I leave it there.
So I asked her, I'm like, is that a dick move if I like leave this here? And she's like, nah, it's fine.
As long as there's some ones along with it.
Right, yeah. I left the ones with
tip.
It. Yeah, but I didn't know if it was like, it was bad form to you
I know
what
you
leave.
Mean. Yeah.
Like, can you just take this change that you just had to count out. And sorry, I should have just had you leave it in the thing.
Yeah, well, you left you. I left you 17 cents. How you doing? Right. How you doing? Yeah. No, I never actually waited, but I worked in a sub shop a little bit. But I just had to wait on people coming up and ordering, and they were drunk because it was the beach. So, but, you know, that's just what you put up with. But I never actually waited at a table. So, and my wife has, so she's always a lot more kind.
I did
about
for a
situations.
Little while.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay, mm-hmm. You waited on tables. Okay.
I spilled a drink on like a grandma of like a large Did party really? Once, you know, like a Sunday afternoon, the whole family sat
and
like
a beer. In her face.
I'm just like splash, like, grandma's drenched. Sorry, everybody.
What restaurant did you work at?
That was at the Olive Garden.
And in this town, okay, the one on Dodge.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you probably waited on us. I've been there a couple of times back in the day. Yeah. Who's that douchebag waiting on us?
Brandon
yeah,
Rice.
If I was the guy that didn't give you the wine tour, they'd always be like, you didn't do the wine tour. I'd be like, can you just kill me? Like, I'm not doing the wine tour.
Can you kill me instead?
Email address is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Brandon writes when I was 17, riding around in my buddy's S10 on a county road, going too fast. Suddenly, massive black cow standing in the middle of the road. My buddy managed to drift around the cow perfectly, only to slide broadside into the second cow on the road.
Oh, man.
Rolled the pickup. Everyone was
Don't
fine.
You hate when you avoid one cow right. and you rail the next one?
Except for the second cow.
It's closing time.
You're right. I'm avoiding that cow. It's only 10, but it's 2 now.
The second cow
so I'm
got
hit the next cow.
Into the electric fence, the hot wire, and flinched every time the current fired.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Did Boogie Todd's... cow beating down service show up with a bat.
No, he was just getting electrified Shuffling a little bit
up.
There.
Whack.
He right. walks out with a 2x4.
Turns out the cow.
Hacksaw Jim Todd.
Right, that we missed was a prize-winning Black Angus that was probably worth more than the pickup. But that was the one they missed.
The cow runs out. You have to pay for the cow.
In that case, no. It sounds like there's a fenced area.
Yeah, the fence came down.
I mean the fenced area. Right.
Yeah,
and the cow doesn't run out. The cow is just standing there.
No, says, hit me, bitch.
He just saunters out to the middle of the road. He doesn't know because cows are dumb.
Yeah.
Well, he also thought they made the cow do the wine tour. He said, just kill me.
I used to wait tables at Famous Dave's, dude. You were supposed to do like a sauce sampling of everything. I never did that either.
Oh, yeah.
But they would wait. Sometimes the management would pat. You'd like leave a table and they'd be like, what's with you didn't do the thing? Like, no.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Did you ever work at a place,
How
Nick,
many forms
where you'd walk out and go, happy birthday, happy birthday?
There was
did you work at one of those places?
Olive Garden, you had to sing.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
okay.
I think there was something famous. And that was the hardest part about those jobs is when you saw somebody with the dessert and the candle in it, everybody would run.
Because they had to get people to come over and do it, right?
Yeah. I got a birthday.
Happy birthday.
When I saw a guy propose to his
working
girlfriend
at Hooters.
There.
How many times did you have to do that?
What?
They did all kinds of cute stuff for people's birthday at Hooters.
Oh yeah, they do it all the time.
They did the little bar of soap song.
Well, they put the bucket on the head and put the hot dog out of their mouth. And some guy years ago got hearing damage or something like that.
And imagine that.
They stopped that.
Bucket on your head and they start banging on it.
Yeah, naturally they stopped that. Yeah,
that would hurt.
Yeah, it was a bucket on your head and a hot dog sticking out of your mouth.
At the worst, all
the Hooter girls would bang crap on their heads.
At the worst, you're leaving with a massive headache.
I know.
Well, a lot of times. Then you got a hearing loss.
Yeah, a lot of kids were in there, you know, teenage boys and preteen boys. They get that bucket thing. But adults would do it,
they
too.
They can be deaf.
Right,
it's
right,
fine.
Right. Yeah.
Right. We're not worried about young people's hearing.
And they can't sing the happy birthdays. They can't just sing happy birthday because that's ASCAP.
Yeah, then they got to pay for
really?
That.
Happy birthday.
What?
That's why. That's why nobody.
Yeah.
They can sing a version of it.
That's why they have to make up their own stupid happy birthday song.
Oh. Who gets the royalties for that?
Well, you and I at the table can sing it, but the company cannot come out and sing it as a group.
That's a public performance that they have to pay for.
I wondered that, too. Why do they just sing happy birthday? Why are they making them songs? Now I found out why years ago.
I didn't know that wasn't public domain.
Who's getting those checks?
I don't know. Well, nobody's singing it.
The happy birthday. Yeah, that'd be great. That's like Friends money.
Right.
I have heard them sing the happy anniversary Flintstones style. That must not be copyrighted anymore. That must be in the public domain.
Which one's that one?
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah.
I believe that's Flintstones.
Yeah. Nick probably gave it his all, though. You know.
I don't think.
Oh yeah, it was very enthusiastic.
Just like he gave it his all at the pharmacy.
Happy birthday.
He's giving it all wherever he is.
Yeah. He does here. That's about it.
The best
and
thing
on stage, too.
No, I think he gave it his all when he was selling weed and acid.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Out of the driveway.
Yeah, but I wasn't good at it.
No?
No, because you think I was putting too much on there, and the dollars didn't add up, and it was a mess.
Yeah, but you never got caught, so that leads me to believe you were good at it.
Yeah, all right.
If nobody ratted you out.
There was a guy one night, a bartender at the Olive Garden, where like the waiting area was packed.
Right.
And he just walked up to the podium and grabbed like the list of reservations. And he just goes, Jesus, party of 13.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
On purpose?
Oh. Yeah, like Jesus and the disciples were at Olive Garden for the Last Supper.
Was that a-hole you, Nick?
No. I was like, this guy is my hero. Like, that was beautiful.
He did plan a few ideas for you, though, didn't he?
Party of 13.
Did you look at the phone? Is Walsh coming?
Oh, no. I
thought you looked at your phone like you were surprised.
Oh, he's not scheduled for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's got some time.
He's fine.
He's on the
way.
We're
going to find out if Tyler Walsh thinks it's Tuesday or not.
No, I did.
Because
I did just,
it is Tuesday, by the way.
I did just get a message, though, from a friend of mine who still lives on Gravel Road. Says, standard operating procedure is you wash the car when you get to town.
That's what I figured.
If you're going somewhere.
Yeah, to go out. I was trying to think, if you have a car or even a nice pickup truck, you're going to wash it because you want to be in town driving around with a nice car. Right.
Yeah, you wash it when you get to town.
Got it.
If you're going to some event or something. Yeah, we'll wash the car when we get to town.
Man, that's a pain in the ass.
It is.
Yeah, but it is.
It is.
All right. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.